up your frozen dinners, grab your TV tray, and settle in for another episode of the Plus Platoon, your podcast for all things Disney Plus, brought to you by Disney Plus fans. Watch along with us every week as we cover all the new, the old, the good, and the bad on Disney Plus. So put down that remote, don't touch that dial, and welcome your fabulous Plus Platoon host.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Plus Platoon. We're a Disney Plus fan podcast that gives honest, spoiler-filled reviews of movies and shows on Disney Plus. We'll look at new releases, coming attractions, and we'll even go back into the vault to look at some of the classic Disney that's on the platform. Make sure you're subscribed and you will never miss a moment. I'm going to bring in Kate. Kate! Okay, not so good to see you at the moment.
It's fishy time!
Okay, yeah, it's gonna be one of those shows. It's gonna be one of those shows. And Pete, how you doing this evening?
I'm wishing I'd just watched Finding Nemo instead.
Yeah.
Never mind, I'll tell you in a minute.
Okay, guys, if you're not already, please like, subscribe, share. We got some fun shows coming up, including some stuff with, you know, new releases coming out onto the service from Disney. So this week,
can I tell what happened?
Yes.
Okay, everybody. So here's
more certain people's faults than others.
Absolutely. I will throw myself all the way under the bus for this. Here's what happened, my friends. So we got the memo that we were watching Ocean. I read it as Oceans. I totally forgot that it was the National Geographic one. Well, there's two documentaries on Disney Plus. You're welcome. One of them is Ocean with National Geographic. And Pete, who is the host of that?
David Attenborough.
David Attenborough.
There not is dead one.
Nature, Oceans with an S, with Pierce Brosnan. So I was like, oh, well, surely it's the Disney one that we're watching. So, well, Pete had gotten a hold of us and was like, hey, just prepare yourself because this one's a little bit of a tough watch. So I went in like, I am ready. I'm going to find all the positives to be able to negate Pete's negatives. I watched the wrong documentary. I was supposed to watch the National Geographic.
But you actually watched the right documentary because...
But my documentary was fabulous.
And mine was a trilogy. It had 12, 13... Yeah. It was
yeah.
7, 8, yep.
No, it was no 7. It was an 8, 11, 12, and 13.
Oh, 8, that's right.
12 is not that great, but anyway. So, oh, wait. So,
I'd like to defend 12. No, never mind. Different show.
No, there's not much. So, we're just going to kind of look at these. And so, Kate will talk about the Oceans. Pete will talk about Ocean. And I actually watched both of them because I luckily had that much time today when we figured out that certain people were altering the show content.
Yeah, I'm certain people I messed up.
No. Okay, so guys, what you want to do, positive or negative first?
We can positive. Start with
negatives.
Okay, so guys, what made your specific one sink? And because it was the one we were originally going to watch, Pete, what Ocean with David Attenborough, what made that one sink?
So I was saying to these guys, most of these movies are, you know, 60 minutes of amazing animal footage and then 15 minutes of humanity is awful and then 15 minutes of but there's hope. And so with this movie, just imagine that 15 minutes of humanity is awful isn't enough. And instead, you need 60 minutes of humanity is awful. And not even awful in different ways, pretty much the same way for the entire middle part of this movie, which is basically that humanity is using giant ships to dredge the sea bottom and it kills everything. And, you know, even though they're just trying to catch one thing. So, yeah, it was really a very depressing movie that kind of made me not want to eat seafood anymore, which I guess maybe that's the point. I don't know. That one sank to the bottom and dragged there along with all the other corpses of all the dead fish. What about your one, Kate?
Well, I'm going to say, I'll talk about his, so I can kind of piggyback off that. Yeah, he's right. I could have sworn it was more than just 60 minutes of it that said humanity was awful. And
it made felt me, like forever.
Yeah, made me question, okay, what nutritional like products and pet food do you use? Krill?
Omega-3, if you take omega-3 vitamin that uses krill, I don't know I'm sure there's pet food that uses it because it's probably a good protein filler.
Yeah.
But yeah, when they got to the krill, I was like,
yeah, swim away. And we couldn't because we were stuck there.
So glad I didn't watch that one.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. No, there was
Well, admittedly, when we found out you watched the wrong one, I said, don't watch this one, Kate. Just stick with the one you watch.
True, because I was going to try to watch both.
Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't want to watch both. Yeah, it was just... And how there's normally like really pretty... You talked about how there's really pretty like images of fish and animals and stuff. There weren't really. They were like... You'd have 30 seconds of this is what it used to look like, and then like 5 minutes of dirt.
Yeah.
I'm so glad I didn't watch that. That would have made me so sad.
Oh, well, it
I know we're talking not really talking about what I know we're not talking about what's good, but like the first 15 minutes maybe was good?
Pretty.
Yeah.
It was just not. And it drugs. I mean, there's always so many times you can have, and his voice is not exactly engaging. Think stereotypical old man British narrator.
Right.
So, Kate, what didn't work about Oceans? Okay. And that's not with a C because we're copyright.
I feel like I need to put a tiny bit of a disclaimer on this because you know how, like, if you go to see a movie, and you've been told, this movie's so good. It's the best movie ever. This movie will be the best movie you've ever seen in your entire life. And then you watch it and you went in with such high expectations that then it feels like a letdown.
Yeah.
I feel like the opposite happened to me here. Because I went in with Pete's warning of like, because like you all know, I don't tend to dig nature or animal documentaries. Especially because, like, I don't really like watching animals attack other animals. I don't like watching people attack animals. So I went in ready to, like, I am going to find the good. And, like, so I went in with a mission that this is going to be so bad that I'm going to make it good because I knew people. And so... I don't know if this documentary is actually as good as I felt like it was, but I was rooting so hard for it, trying to find anything good that I enjoyed it. But I don't know if I enjoyed it because it's actually a good documentary. So I wanted to put that disclaimer in. Things that sunk it. I didn't like seeing the birds attacking baby sea turtles. That made me very sad. I went ahead and fast forwarded a little bit through that part. There was also a part that talked about humans. It was quite short, but it did talk about humans. And I fast forwarded just a tiny bit because I didn't want to get super, super sad. I was watching this on an airplane. I'm talking too fast. What else? It drug on a little bit. There was like moments where it would be like, the cuttlefish is an extraordinary fish who lingers in the sea and makes friends with the anemones or whatever. And then it would be like 2 minutes of no speaking, just watching a cuttlefish. Now, the colors, well, no, we'll get to the
next part. I have seen this movie because, yeah.
Yeah, it was.
Because I've seen a meme. I know I've seen a movie with way too much cuttlefish. So maybe I have seen that.
Cuttlefish.
Julia. No, never on cuttlefish.
But so it could have been like tightened up. There was just a lot of like, all right, we're going to watch this dolphin do this jump 75 times. Or we're going to watch this school of fish swim in a circle for a minute and a half. So it was just a little long. But other than that, I weirdly enjoyed it.
Yeah, I would say as far as making it sink, it was too long. It could have been tightened up. It honestly, it was an hour 25. It probably could have been tightened up to an hour.
Yeah.
And the other thing for me is Pierce Brosnan didn't talk loud enough.
I thought the same thing. I thought maybe I just had it soft in my headphones. Mm-mm. But his speaking with the music was, I thought the same thing.
And he didn't, you know how normally these narrators, like even if it's Liam Neeson, he'll like have some kind of inflection and that kind of stuff. He's not delivered everything the same. It was almost like listening to Ben Stein do it. There was no inflection, and you couldn't tell, you know, if it was good things that were happening or bad things that were happening.
Right.
So, those were probably my two biggest concerns on this one. Okay, so if that's what made them sink, what helped them swim? And Pete, I'm going to let you go because, okay, Kate, I'm going to let you go. Fine.
No, go ahead, Pete.
Go ahead, Pete.
You start.
Kate, go.
Pete, you go.
Poor Derek, he's lost control. What helped this swim? If I turned it off 15 minutes in, it would have been a pretty good documentary. I thought it was kind of interesting. They started out talking about, I forget exactly what they were called, but there's like shoals out in the outer ocean of like towers and
yes,
rock formations and things and a lot of life around those. And I'd never heard of that. And that was kind of interesting. And some of the, as I said, there was some very good footage early on. I was kind of enjoying it for a while. And then they got to the nets and then... And I'd like to say the ending bit where they were, and then there's hope. I only enjoyed it because I was so happy to not be being told how completely destroyed the oceans are that, like, I guess the ending part was better than that.
The little like about the Mediterranean.
Yeah.
Yeah. And off of Hawaii.
Yeah, because there was this story about it was told by a Hawaiian woman about how they've made this whole big area that's, I mean, basically the plot of the movie was we're overfishing the oceans. If we preserve parts of the oceans, those parts of the oceans will propagate to the other parts of the oceans and the ocean can repair itself. And that was what they told you, but it took an hour and a half. And I wish it had taken an hour less.
I would agree with, so and I would, my, yeah.
My swim is like the first 15 minutes and maybe some of the last 15 minutes.
Yeah. And I would agree with that, Pete. I think I had almost, it was so depressingly bad that I had almost forgotten about that first 10 minutes of thinking about how basically it's rocks that are sticking up and like they're almost to the surface.
Right.
Type thing. So it's land where stuff can actually like grow and like the shrimp can actually have a place to, and there's sharks that go all around these things and like little oases of life in the middle of the ocean. Because the ocean floor is not flat. But I would agree with that. That's when, I think that was also when the videography was at its best, or at least the most interesting to me.
Yeah, for sure.
Is it my turn?
I agree with you that it's easy to forget that part because the rest of it was so depressing. But I did, and it's also funny because last week I watched the first 5 minutes and it was pretty good. And so this is what we're going to watch.
I watched the first 10, 15 minutes and I thought it was pretty good. And then.
Right. But yeah, you must have stopped it too soon.
I stopped it when they were still talking about the little piles, the spires in the ocean. So, yeah.
So let's hear about Kate's good things.
Okay, Kate, tell me, Kate. What part on oceans?
I'm so glad you asked. I'd love to tell you everything. So I took notes because I wanted to make sure. Again, I went in thinking this is going to be a rough watch. I'm going to find all the good. So first of all, the colors that I don't know if it was like the cameras that they used or what, but the colors of the ocean and the colors of the waves were so beautiful. Like, I just, blue is also my favorite color. So, every single part with the dolphins, I just was obsessed with. I just, it's so good. I wrote down, I am also going to like quote myself because there is a part of me that thinks that I should narrate nature documentaries and turn them into comedies and or things like this shouldn't be narrated by handsome British men. They should be narrated by like Snoop Dogg or like Dwayne Johnson and Kevin Hart. Like that, I would watch every nature documentary. I know that that exists. I know that, I think Snoop has done some stuff.
He has.
So I would like it just to be known that these notes that I took were as if I was commentating the thing. I wrote, sea lions are just so cool. Sea lion just rolling down the beach. I mean, same. That is what I wrote. I was obsessed with the part manatee, part catfish fish that looks like a manatee, but it eats at the bottom. It's like a dung.
No, it's basically a manatee.
It's like a manatee, but it's like a catfish where it like eats the bottom of the ocean. Just like, great. There was a whole section where it talked about how it eats
like the grass and algae. Yes. It is literally a manatee that lives in the Pacific Ocean. It's the same animal.
Super cute. I literally yelled. I was on a plane, so I couldn't really yell.
Why are there manatees but not womanatees?
Don't get me started, Pete. It's the patriarchy.
Do you really want to know the reason? No.
I think Kate's right. Okay, tell me, Derek.
It's because, honestly, manatees were originally what they thought mermaids were.
Right, but then they should be womanatees, shouldn't they?
I would be a happy little manatee. I'm not even mad. I'm going to continue.
I couldn't eat that much lettuce.
So the baby turtles part, I wrote, baby sea turtles. And then in all capital letters, no, birds, don't eat the baby sea turtles. There is a venomous stonefish. I put dot, dot, dot. That is not a real fish. That's not a fish. That's a rock. That's not a fish. I believe that the cuttlefish, I feel like, has a southern accent and says, bless your heart to everyone. One of the things that I got out of this documentary is like ocean life. They're just humans. Like, it has this whole part. They're just like our community. There's this whole part where it's like, what?
Nothing.
There's this whole part where it's like, you wouldn't eat your dental hygienist because there are some fish that just like open their mouth. And then there's other fish that go and like clean their teeth but the fish like don't eat them. And it's literally like, this fish just wants to be left the frick alone. And like, when someone tries to come around that looks weird, it snaps at them. And I was like, same. I mean, same. And then it was like, and other fish do better in pairs. And it showed like two sheep's head, which, by the way, I have a comment on that. Sheep's head fish. Who named this fish? It looks nothing like a sheep. There is a winged dragonfish.
And I don't think cuttlefish look very cuddly.
They're not cuddly at all.
They are not cuddly, but they look like they're from the south.
Cuttle, but anyway.
Oh.
So, there is a winged dragon. I learned so much about the ocean. Very interesting. There's a winged dragonfish, and it literally looks like if someone ate a fish and the bones were left intact and they tossed the bones into the ocean, and then those bones resurrected themselves and decided to, like, this is not a fish. It's Skeletor.
You cut the top off of a lionfish, and it's just the wings and the head.
Yes. You will never convince me that sea otters are not the ocean's teddy bears. I will be taking no further questions on
that. They're pretty cuddly.
Looking.
Whales feasting look like giant sunflower seeds erupting from the ocean and also I make that same sound when I eat too. Like they make this like sound and then all the whales like at the same time. It's great. There was a whole
that is also the sound that the Plus Platoon makes when they get together at a Disney park.
It's true. It's true. I put, it's the Coca-Cola bear, hashtag polar bear pride. I would also like to say I did all of this completely sober. I did type, bye, buddy. Hope you find your dad. Thanks, Mr. Narwhal. When we got to the part about narwhals. And then last one, oh, I did put, I want to be a walrus. The walruses were great. All they did was lay, and it was wonderful. And then my final thing was, there is not an amount of money you could pay me to scuba dive next to a whale that is bigger than my house. I found this documentary wildly interesting. The cinematography of it was beautiful. Yes, there were parts that could have been cut shorter. I think that I would be a great nature documentary narrator if they just let me go, if they just let me talk. I don't know if I would watch this again, but I'm glad I did. Over to you, brother.
I'll say this. I think you would be great, but I'd want it written by somebody.
Yeah.
And you could help write it. You could help write it, but I don't think I just want your
stream of consciousness.
I don't want your stream of consciousness on my
It would be gold, cinema gold.
We're gonna release the Oceans audio track, and Plus Platoon members, if you join our Patreon. No, we don't have a Patreon.
So yeah, I would agree, Kate, it was visually stunning. Especially some of the images of the whales, like the humpback whales, especially like the ones near at the end. And it, where the other one said humans are horrible, but there's a tiny sliver of hope. The first part of this one reminded me of Rite of Spring out of Fantasia, where it was basically the hit, this is how his life started. And then, they show the horseshoe crabs coming up onto the shore, which still exist, and they're really freaky looking.
Right.
And
terrifying. Nightmare fuel. Those are so scary.
Looking.
Yes. Yeah. Terrifying.
And I'm wondering how they got all those horseshoe crabs come up with a lot of texture up and down, and there was a rocket launch that had to have been spliced together, because yes, there are horseshoe crabs in Florida, but there's not that many hills, any. So, but no,
visually, other countries.
I liked how it went around like all over the world, and it told you where it didn't really care where it was. It just told you it's the Arctic, it's the tropics, it's the middle of the ocean. It didn't really have the law and order. This is where this happened.
I would like that out of my ocean documentary, though.
Dun, dun. Yeah. That it felt like that other one should have had it.
Yeah.
This was just, the music was nice. I guess I'm more used to like the IMAX type documentaries along this line, where they usually throw in some kind of popular music. I remember there's a really good ocean one that features music of Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Mm. And some other stuff. And it's just, I think that's also part of the reason I wanted it shorter, is because most IMAX movies are about 43, 44 minutes long.
Mm-hmm.
And because this felt like an IMAX movie
I could see that.
But
I saw a sharks documentary at the St. Louis Science Center in IMAX, and I got motion sick.
That doesn't surprise me at all with you.
Yep. I got seasick.
Okay. Was it a flat screen or a dome?
No, it was a dome.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Those, not for you. So
I got me and my aunt both got seasick.
Sitting in the middle of St. Louis, that's a trick. So, okay. So we can both agree that, Pete and I saw a not great documentary. Kate saw a really good one. I saw a pretty decent one. But what makes a good nature documentary? If you're going to have one thing that your nature documentary has to have, what makes a good nature documentary that is not a Kate track or alcohol? Kate, I'll let you go first.
Okay. Well, my first my knee-jerk reaction is good commentary. Like, if you've got...
Okay, good commentary, I'll go with good commentary, yeah.
Because this documentary did, even though I'm, like, joking a little, it did have some good commentary, because it did talk about, like, that, like, you don't eat your dental hygienist. Like, that... You've got to make... Because they made it under... They made the fish, like... weirdly relatable, which sounds weird, and I get it, but like, make me relate, like, oh, and these fish are like solo bachelors, they don't like hanging out with anybody. Don't, instead of being like, the venomous snake fish finds its solitude with, like, it just good commentary, good something to keep me engaged, and also beautiful visuals. So, Pete, what about you?
Wait a minute.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear the one part. Good commentary. Pete, you go.
Yeah, I'm going to limit myself to one because I know Derek will drop me down if I don't. So, mine's similar to Kate's, but I would say, like, if you can have your documentary, and what's funny is this, the one I watched did have this, but if you can have your documentary tell a story and tell a story effectively, you know, a lot of the Disney nature, it sounds like Oceans wasn't this, but a lot of the Disney nature documentaries, you know, will kind of show like, here's a, you know, I remember the, like the one with the cheetah, and it's like, here's the cheetah mom with the kids, and here's the kids growing up through their life and things like that. And you see like, kind of the cycle of the animal going from a small, going from the little, the baby all the way through. It's harder to do that with an ocean documentary, but I think that if you can, you know, or the older ones used to always be like, here's a year in Yellowstone National Park, you know, and they'd go from winter to spring back around to winter. And it, so, it, and, you know, again, they might fake it because they'll be like, here's the fox in the summer and here's the fox in the fall. And, you know, it's probably not the same fox. But, you know, I think if you have some sort of narrative to keep you interested and to keep you interested in the animals in particular, I think that that's a good thing. So what about you, Derek?
Yes. And along those lines, I want it to make me at least chuckle some. I prefer lighthearted type nature documentaries. Yeah. It can't take it, especially the narrator can't take themselves too seriously because most animals are funny. Even when there's a reason people get fish tanks and just do fish just swimming and enjoy it.
There's a reason why people watch panda documentaries because pandas are hilarious.
This is true.
Yeah.
Hey, we have a fish screensaver on our TV right now. So yeah, we can.
Well, that was one of the original screensavers in Windows, was an aquarium.
My daughter,
it was even the Apple.
My daughter found one on the Roku that when the TV's paused, it puts up a fish like a Finding Nemo type aquarium.
Does that include the flying toaster though?
I did not see a flying toaster.
Okay.
I did a lot of things to those flying toasters back in the day.
Yeah. So, and I mean, Kate mentioned, you know, the visuals have to be good because if it's stuff I can see right outside my window, who cares?
I think it's great when they can have something that's like really stunning, but it isn't necessarily a requirement. It has to be good. I agree.
Yeah. Again, it doesn't have to be amazing. It's just, I don't want to watch, like, if it's things I see every day, I want it to be something different. And this goes back to some of the original True Life Adventures that did not do this. Please tell me the truth about what happens with these animals. Did you know, Kate, that lemmings don't...
Is this going to make me sad? Is this going to make me sad?
No, but did you know that lemmings don't really go jump into the sea? That was made up by Disney for their True Life documentaries.
No, I didn't.
Did you know in the prairie where it had the Vanishing Prairie? It's a great one, and it has these ducks come in, and they're there too early, and they land on the ice. That was just really Disney filmmakers bowling with mallards. They literally shoved these lemmings off this little like 3-foot cliff to make it seem like they were falling into the sea because they couldn't control themselves.
I don't like that. I don't like that.
Yeah, and you can tell, A, because they've said it, but B, because the ducks came to expect, you know, the animals coming at them, and they just started stepping out of the way. So, but yeah, please tell me the truth in these. I mean, I hate to be picky, but guys, any other thoughts for either one of your documentaries?
If you are not a documentary person, like, or not an animal nature documentary person like myself, this might be one that you have to go into. But see, again, did I ruin it for myself because I went in thinking it was going to be so rough to watch? I don't know. And this is also going to affect my Disney Plus, or my Pixie Dust rating. I don't know what I don't know. Pete, you go. I don't know.
So I think the moral of this story is don't watch Ocean, watch Oceans.
Yes, I completely agree.
Don't watch the National Geographic Ocean. Watch the Disney Nature Oceans. As I said, I would not recommend mine unless you watch like the first 15 minutes. And as soon as they start talking about the heavy trawlers,
so they start talking about scallops. Yeah.
Yeah. Just be like, OK, click it off and I'm good. But Kate made me want to watch Oceans though, so maybe I'll go back and watch it. I got a couple
documentaries though.
What?
You like nature documentaries?
Yeah, but the one we watched was terrible.
I do, but I don't want to. Like, I'm fine when you tell me the things that humanity is doing that are bad.
Yeah,
you know, I think that's good to present. But you don't make it the focus or you lose people. And that's to me what this did is that I just, you know, I mean, I sat through it and I watched it, but I wanted to turn it off.
I would like for you to go back and watch Oceans and I would like to hear your thoughts.
Yeah, I'll get to it. I'll say that.
Okay.
Okay. So as we always do, we do cups of pixie dust out of 5. Kate for Oceans.
I know, but I...
You got to give it based on how much you like it. So.
I know, but did I like it because I actually liked it or did I like it because I went in thinking
well, you liked it
so
you
bad?
It doesn't matter.
No, you still liked it.
So,
like, I kind of want to give it a 3, but that is a high rating for me.
Well,
for documentaries, yes.
For documentaries, that's a high rating.
Yeah, but you had more fun with it than you've had with a lot of others. So
it should be. All right, I'll give it a 3.
Okay. Pete for Ocean.
There's some good stuff in there, but man, I got to give it a 1 because I would not recommend it to anybody. I just wouldn't. It was not a pleasant watch, and I can't think of much that we've watched that I would less want to rewatch than this. So I'm giving it a 1.
Yeah, and Pete, I'm right on yours. I'm right there with you. I'm at a 1. It's not good. Don't waste your time. To be perfect, again, if you want to watch the first 15 minutes, for the first 15 minutes, I almost give it a 1.25. But if I'm sticking to the even halves, it's a 1.
Yeah, I thought about a 1.25 or I thought about a 1.5 for a little bit because of the first 15 minutes. But then I was like, but no, if you're telling someone to turn it off after 15 minutes, that's a bad movie.
Yeah, it is. Oceans. I'm gonna give it a 2.5. I enjoyed it. I don't know that I'll necessarily go watch it again. I think it's close to me wanting to go watch it again. Honestly, if there was someone other than Pierce Brosnan, hey, look at it this way. At least he didn't sing.
You would like, Derek, you can put it. I will do this for you. We can put it on and put it on mute, and I will just narrate the whole thing. We can do like a live watch on. I will happily sacrifice myself for that.
Well, honestly, we may think about doing that at some point. So, Kate, what do we got for Disney Plus news this week?
Hey, we only have one thing, and it is that Elio was released on September 17th on Disney Plus, and I know absolutely nothing about this movie.
Elio's the animated one from this summer. It's the boy, basically, somehow has gone all Thor on us and Marvel Odin type character and has lost an eye.
No, I think he just wears an eye patch.
Is it just an eye patch?
I don't know if he actually lost an eye.
I haven't seen it. So, I mean, obviously I haven't seen it, but yeah. He wears an eye patch and he wants to be abducted by aliens and gets his wish. And it's the experience of him being abducted by aliens. And there's issues with parental units. And I think he may not have a father and only a mom or something like that.
I think he just has an aunt.
It's an aunt? Okay.
In the original. So I don't know how far we want to talk about it. But like, this is a movie that was heavily remade at one point. And the release was really weird to me because like the movie came out and the reviews were not good at all. And then the movie did badly. And suddenly everybody was like, this movie's really good. Why is no one going to see it? And I thought to myself, maybe it's because everybody was saying how bad it was. So I don't know. I don't know what it's going to be. You know, Pixar doesn't have a great track record of late. Yes, this is a Pixar movie. This is a Pixar movie. So,
yes, it looks like the kid reminds me of the kids in Luca.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. That was Pixar.
Yeah.
I mean, Pixar has been struggling probably more than Disney Animation has the last 5 years or so.
I mean, box office, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Inside Out did well last year, sequel, but that sequel, it's hard to rank that the same, you know?
Yeah.
Their original stuff hasn't been doing well, which is too bad because they've put out over the years a lot of great original animation. So I am curious to see this because it had such wildly different reviews. I don't really know what to expect. And it was a rare one. I didn't go to the theaters to see it. So I'm looking forward to it. Yes.
Yes. And I also did not go to the theaters to see this. I think part of it is the Pixar hasn't been great lately.
Yeah.
So
I'm not convinced I could tell you the last movie I went into theaters to see.
For me, it was Ghostbusters Frozen Empire.
Oh. Mine was... Was it Fantastic Four? Did we see something since then?
Probably not. Fantastic Four would have been like June or July. So
yeah, we saw three or four movies this summer.
I don't count all the re-releases they're doing right now, which tells me there's not going to be anything new coming out in like February or March on Disney Plus because nothing new is coming to the theaters.
Yeah,
we went and saw something at City Walk before we moved, but I can't remember what it was.
And that's been a while.
It's been a year and a half.
I'm that rare person that still loves the theatrical experience.
I love the theatrical experience, but I want to enjoy the movie.
Well, I am able to set a lower bar, I guess. I don't know.
I mean, I might go see Zootopia 2 in theaters. That may be the next one I go see.
We will unless it's really terribly reviewed.
Yeah.
We saw Jurassic World. Oh, no, we saw The Bad Guys 2. That was the last movie I saw in theaters.
Okay.
So we saw The Bad Guys 2, which if you liked the first one, I know that's not a Disney Plus movie, but if you liked the first one, the second one was also fun, I thought.
I don't think I've seen the first one. So
I wouldn't call them great, but they're entertaining.
Okay. Well, Elio will be in 2 weeks. Next week, this coming Sunday, ABC on 2020 is going to have a Disneyland 70th anniversary. What we have basically figured out is probably essentially going to be an infomercial because they're going to show previews of like several of the new attractions that are coming, including the new Coco attraction and that, which sure, but that's what we're going to watch for next week because we always like stuff about the parks. And so, because we're all big parks fans.
Mm-hmm.
Sadly, next week, Kate and Pete will not be with us, but we will have Steve and Gina will be along also. Our two hardcore Disneyland people. So they can give their perspective. I can give the Disney World perspective. I've been to Disneyland twice, and so I have a little bit of knowledge about Disneyland, but we'll really have our Disneyland experts on next week.
I didn't realize you'd only been to Disneyland twice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's crazy.
2 trips, 3 days.
Gotcha.
So I just count that as twice.
That's fair.
Guys, if you have any suggestions on what we should watch, there's not much coming out anytime soon. At some point, we're going to have that Marvel. Is it Marvel Man? Wonder Man. It looks like a knockoff of like the Wonder Years, except it's Marvel.
When are we doing Escape to Witch Mountain?
That will be actually our Halloween show.
I'm so excited for that.
Sorry if
you hadn't announced that yet. Whoops, my bad.
That's okay. Well, because we will not be watching. Yes, The Punisher is going to be coming out with a special over like Halloweenish. We are not watching that on this show.
I will.
Congratulations. Will you watch it with me?
I'll watch it with you, Kate, but I'm not a big Punisher fan.
I'm not either, but I'll watch it and I'll report back.
That's fair. But anyway, guys.
By the way, I figured out, I think I told you all, but I'll tell everybody else. Our friend who was in the Thunderbolts was in the very opening scene when Florence Pugh is trying to talk to the guy and he's got duct tape on his mouth and he's like, and then he ends up getting shot. That was my friend, Matt.
Oh.
Crazy,
I'm
right?
I'm so sorry. No, I mean.
Not sorry that she's his friend, but that he
spent the movie
with duct tape on his mouth.
Yeah. Well, no, he spent his 30 seconds of screen time with duct tape on his mouth, and then he got shot. Yeah. So, if you have suggestions on what you want us to watch, especially think November-ish, shoot us an email, plusfortune@gmail.com. If we think it's great, we can always bump it earlier. If you want to send us suggestions on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, anywhere like that, please send us messages. If you like what we're doing, if you don't like what we're doing, if you say this is terrible, but if you say it's terrible and then you tell us because.
Not we're terrible.
No.
But the show.
What needs to change about the show? Or what you, even better would be what you really like. But we've got new episodes coming out on Thursdays on YouTube and all the major podcasting services. For Kate and Pete, Gina in the background, Steve, we will see you next week, and we will see everyone else also next week. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thanks for watching this week's episode of the Plus Platoon. Be sure to subscribe to the Plus Platoon podcast to keep getting great content each week. Then head over to Apple Podcasts and leave those 5-star reviews as they help make the Plus Platoon visible to even more Disney Plus fans. Also, go to YouTube and like and subscribe to the Plus Platoon channel where you can watch all future episodes live. If you have a question for the Plus Platoon, please send us an email to plusplatoon@gmail.com or connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram @PlusPlatoon.
The Plus Platoon is a Disney Plus fan podcast and is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company or the Disney Plus streaming service. All opinions expressed on the show are solely those of the individual hosts and in no way reflect the views of the Walt Disney Company.
Thanks for watching, and be sure to stay tuned for next week's episode because the Plus Platoon is to be continued.